Our story begins in Blake's suite at the Algonquin, where Terry and Giancarlos have just arrived for the dinner party.
Marilyn, I was going to... Carlos?
Gretchen, what are you doing here?
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
You two know each other?
You could say that.
Terry, why don't the two of you come in? We can all get acquainted inside.
Good idea.
Hello, Marilyn.
Carlos?
Terry, you remember Marilyn Marsden, I believe, and this is her sister, Gretchen Stiles. Gretchen, my sister, Terry Dean.
Terry, it's good to see you again. We only talked briefly at the trial.
Hello, Marilyn.
And it seems like Giancarlos, you already know Marilyn and Gretchen.
We were married many, many, many years ago. A lifetime ago.
Married?
We have been divorced for 5 years.
Why don't you let me get you both a drink? Giancarlos, what can I get for you?
A whiskey sour.
Can you make a whiskey sour?
Of course I can. And how about you, Terry?
Oh, I'll just have a glass of white wine. You know what I like.
Okay, you got it.
Marilyn, I'm very sorry about your brother.
Thanks.
Terry, Marilyn and Gretchen's brother, Jacob, passed away recently.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
Wait, your name is Stiles? Was your brother Jacob Stiles?
Yeah, that's him.
Jacob was an old college classmate of mine, and his wife, Serena, works as one of my finance managers. I heard about his death, but not until the day of the funeral. I'm sorry I couldn't make it. I always liked him very much.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
So, Terry, how long have you known Carlos?
Not very long. We met at the Copacabana, of all places.
Interesting. Carlos certainly has a lot of moves, and I'm willing to bet they were on display that night.
Here are your drinks.
Thanks.
Thank you.
While we wait for Charlie to arrive, I want to make a toast to the Dean and Stiles families. Thank you all for coming, and I hope you have a fabulous evening.
It won't be too fabulous with Carlos here.
What a jerk.
Oh, Gretchen.
I didn't know he was married.
Hear, hear.
In her apartment, Alexandra is having an argument with Andrew.
No, you shut the hell up, Alex. Stop bossing me around.
Andy? Andy, did you just remember something?
No. I think. Did I?
You tell me. The way you told me to shut up, it sounded more like the brother I know and love to boss around. Did you just have a memory? What happened?
I'm not so sure. When we were fighting, I just felt different for a minute.
Andy, do you know what this means? Your memory is slowly starting to come back.
Oh, I don't know about that.
It is. And listen, we need to spend as much time together as possible so I can help you jog your other memories.
No thanks. As a matter of fact, I believe I was just on my way out of your life.
If fighting with me has helped, then we need to take you to other places and to see other people that are familiar to you.
And just where would you like me to go? Prison to visit my wife?
Well, that would be a place to start. But how about the penthouse that you shared with Larissa?
Did you say penthouse?
Yes. Larissa was loaded. That's the only reason you were with her.
And just where is this penthouse by chance?
Central Park West. And if there's any Andrew Jones left in you, then I know your interest is piqued.
Well, I suppose visiting the penthouse couldn't hurt.
Unless Larissa has had all your things thrown out, at least you can get your normal clothes. Hell, you can move back in there. I'm doing Larissa a big favor right now by keeping her nephew, Lucas, so I won't let her toss you out.
So you're suggesting I move from the Y to the penthouse on Central Park West?
Doesn't that sound like a pretty good trade-off to you?
Yeah, that doesn't sound that bad. But there must be a catch.
The catch is Larissa. But let me take care of her. At least you'll be in a safe place and you'll have your own things. And maybe it'll help you get your memory back.
I just don't know if getting my memory back is what I really want.
Look, Andy, you may feel comfortable being Adam Johnson right now, but I know the real you, and trust me, you would want to know who you are.
Fine. What's the address of this penthouse?
Let me see if Chuck can keep an eye on Lucas for a while longer, and I'll take you there. Larissa's friend, Mitchell, has a set of keys.
Back at Blake's suite, Terry, Giancarlos, Marilyn, Gretchen, and Blake are drinking and talking.
So, Terry, you said Serena works for you?
Yes. She's a real up-and-comer in our finance department. She worked closely with my father before he died. I didn't put two and two together about her connection with Jacob until I heard that he had passed away.
I knew she had a business degree, but she wasn't working at Dean Industries the last I heard.
Serena and our brother were estranged from us. We hadn't heard from them for 5 years until now.
Oh, I see.
And it wasn't until Jacob's funeral that we heard they were living on the Upper East Side.
They had a young daughter, right?
Yes, Denise.
Would anyone like something else to drink?
Yes, please.
Me too.
Yeah, I could use another one too.
That must be Charlie. Better late than never, I suppose.
I'll go refresh my drink.
Hola, big brother.
Matt, what are you doing here?
I invited him, thank you.
Hello, Blake.
You brought Matt as a date?
Ha, funny. You're a real clown, aren't you? My date happened to fall through and Maddie here and I were on the phone, so I said, what the heck, I'll invite him.
Is there a problem, Blake?
In the Westside Hospital, third floor waiting room, Mac has just arrived and is talking with Rex. Rex, how's your mom? I've been worried ever since you told me she got upset after my visit.
Well, I figured out what upset her. I just haven't figured out why.
What was it?
It was that Nurse Grimm that you told me about. I talked to her, and she told me she'd talked to my mother about her brother, William Burton.
And that was upsetting for her?
Apparently. I've heard that name before, but can't place it for some reason. I was hoping Ellie could help me out, but she's working a double shift at Murphy's.
Maybe she can try to write it down for you like she did before.
She was too upset before, but I think I'll try it again now.
Okay, good. Let's go.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mrs. Walker.
Oh.
Mom, I don't want to upset you again, but I wanted to talk to you about William Burton.
No.
Mom, I need you to write down what it is that's bothering you. Who is this man? I recognize the name, but I'm not sure from where.
No.
Can you write it down for me?
No. No.
Okay. I don't want to upset
no.
you. Maybe Ellie will be able to tell me once she gets off from work. Does she know who this man is?
No. Ellie.
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripps and Scruples, a Radio Logo production.